Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 8, The Godhood of Jesus, Common Misunderstandings About Salvation. As we close this section, it is important to address some of the most common misunderstandings that often surround both salvation and the identity of Jesus. These are not new objections. They have existed in different forms throughout history. But they can easily shape how people hear the gospel if they are not carefully understood in light of Scripture. One of the most frequent misunderstandings is the assumption that salvation is primarily about behavior. While Scripture certainly speaks of transformation in the life of the believer, salvation itself is not the result of moral improvement. Paul makes this clear when he writes, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not a result of works," Ephesians 2:8-9. Salvation is not earned through conduct, it is received through Christ. For this same reason, church attendance, religious involvement, or external participation in spiritual practices cannot be confused with salvation itself. These may be meaningful expressions of faith, but they are not the source of salvation. Jesus consistently confronted this kind of external religiosity, calling people to a deeper reality than outward appearance. Another misunderstanding concerns the identity of Jesus. Some suggest that Jesus never claimed to be God, or that he should be understood only as a prophet or moral teacher. However, as we have seen throughout this series, Scripture presents a far more direct testimony. Jesus speaks of himself in divine terms, receives worship, forgives sins, and is described by the apostles as God revealed in the flesh, John 8:58, John 10:30, Colossians 2:9. Related to this is the claim that Son of God implies inferiority or a lesser divine status. In the biblical context, however, this title speaks of unique relationship, shared nature, and divine identity, not created status. It is not a statement of limitation, but of distinction and unity with the Father. Another common error is reading the humility of Christ as evidence of inferiority. Jesus' willingness to humble himself, serve, and even suffer does not diminish his deity. Instead, Scripture presents this humility as an expression of divine love and purpose. Paul writes that although Christ was in the form of God, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, Philippians 2:6-7. His humility does not deny his divinity, it reveals his heart. When these misunderstandings are set aside, the consistent witness of Scripture becomes clearer. Salvation is not achieved through human effort, and Jesus is not merely a moral example. He is the incarnate Son of God, fully divine and fully human, who alone is sufficient to save. And because of who he is, salvation rests not in what we achieve, but in what he has accomplished. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.